The freezing temperatures are a two-edged harvest sword for East Grand Forks, Minnesota farmer Matthew Kruger. Temperatures are too chilly to lift sugar beets, so he is harvesting soybeans instead.
It's kind of weird going across ice and able to stay afloat on things, but that's why we're out here when it's freezing cold out. Yield so far, probably about 10-15% lower than I was hoping. It's the first field, and I guess we are always eternally optimistic that it'll get better as we keep chugging along. So we had a couple of varieties that were a little later that we're concerned about. They seem to be holding out just fine. They made it, no serious frost damage or anything like that.
Further west and south at Wimbledon, North Dakota, farmer Joe Erickson hasn't dived into corn harvest yet, but is surprised to find most of this year's crop made it to maturity.
I know talking to guys around the countryside, they've tried some and it's been between 25 to 35. So there's a lot of standing water around. We just did one field and my father-in-law said that he's never seen sloughs out here before. in the fall, that is. So kind of tells you the conditions, and he's been farming for 40 years. So there's going to be some varieties that we were told probably go get before snowfall or before winter hits.
Situated along the southern border, Oaks, North Dakota farmer Scott German says there may be a few less holiday meals at the dinner table.
Between ground conditions and moisture content of the corn, it's been slow going. We're probably got 100 acres or so of corn done, and we're finding moisture's anywhere from about 23, 24, all the way up to 30, 31. So, in this cold air temperature, grain dryers are pretty inefficient, and it's just not drying out in the fields. I think there's going to be a lot of Thanksgiving meals in the combine and maybe even Christmas or Easter.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.